Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Do you know what it is to be able to perceive and know and understand God's truth? Do you know the difference between being spiritually blind and spiritually alive and aware? We are going to explore that important topic in today's version of Uplifting Moments. Tune into the program. Before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we pray that your Bible will teach us great things today. We will know more about Jesus, ourselves, and the Holy Spirit. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we find that some people in the Bible are called spiritually dull. They don't understand anything spiritually. They might be brilliant people, but they miss out on the things of God. And other people we find, they are people that God reveals things to, like the Apostle Peter, who suddenly knew that Jesus was the Son of God and the Messiah. And Jesus says to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for man has not, for flesh and blood, has not taught you these things, but these things have been revealed to you by God." And God can reveal spiritual truth to you. You don't have to be special. You don't have to be a bishop or a saint or someone special to get revelation from God. All you have to do is have an obedient and willing heart, willing to believe, willing to receive from God. So some people are obviously taught by God. In Matthew 11:25, it says, "At that time Jesus answered and said, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes.'" And this is talking about those who have gone out on the missions trip, as the 70 have gone out and they've come back and they've seen demons fall from heaven and all kinds of things like that. And he says, he thanks God, Jesus thanks God, that these spiritual things about spiritual authority and casting out of demons and healing the sick and raising the dead and cleansing the lepers, these things were hidden from the wise and the prudent. God, in his wisdom, decided that the university professors of the day, such as the scribes and the Sadducees, would not understand them. But the simple people who went out in faith would know the power of God. And God revealed his power to them because they were willing to obey, they were willing to follow Jesus, they were willing to sacrifice, and they were willing to put aside their own ideas in order to believe the truth of God. Later on in Matthew 16, as Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" And Jesus asked, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." This is what Jesus says. "Jesus answered and said to him," that's saying to Peter, "'Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.'" So the Apostle Peter was a recipient of a revelation from God. And we find that later on in Acts chapter 10. As God shows him that the gospel is to be preached to the Gentiles with his big vision of all these unclean animals to be eaten. And Jesus follows that vision and goes up to the place of Cornelius and he preaches the gospel there, and the first Gentiles are saved because Peter was sensitive to divine revelation. He was able to be guided by God. He was a vessel in God's hands, and when the winds of God blew, he went in the direction of the Holy Spirit. So true spiritual perception, where the eyes of our heart are enlightened and having our spiritual eyes and ears open, means that we become aware and alive to spiritual reality. And this true spiritual perception, which gives poise and balance to life and underlies true emotional stability, is a gift of God. While spiritual perception is a sovereign work of God, it can also be gained through prayer. And we find that in James 1:5-8. "Let any man ask God for wisdom, and God will give it to them without reproach." God won't scold you when you seek spiritual truth. And Paul prays for spiritual insight to be granted to Christians. And he asks this a few times in the epistles. Let's look at Ephesians 1:18. "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." So Paul is praying that the Ephesians will be spiritually enlightened. Now, today, when we talk about spiritually enlightenment, you think of the New Age. You think of all these wild cults and people are in yoga positions and doing wild fasting. Paul isn't talking about that. Paul is talking about a sovereign work of God through the Holy Spirit and your heart and your minds that will enable you to understand the scriptures, to understand what God is saying to you at a certain point in time, and to walk with God through life. And he wants the eyes of your understanding, the spiritual eyes, not your physical eyes, the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened. So you're not walking in darkness anymore, that you might know the hope of his calling, the hope of the resurrection, and what are the riches of the glory and of his inheritance of the saints. He wants you to know your spiritual identity, your spiritual inheritance. And you can only know those things by spiritual perception. A lot of people want God to give them material possessions, to give them a material inheritance. But that's not the sign of God's blessing. That is just simply the sign of God's provision. God's blessing is when we understand our spiritual inheritance, that we understand that we're sons and daughters of the Lord Almighty, that we will dwell with God in heaven forever and ever, and we will have a kingdom, and we will have authority, and we will rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And God is going to resurrect you from the dead, and the perishable will put on imperishable, and the mortal will put on immortality. And you've got to study the scriptures and understand the scriptures to know the mighty work that God has done in you through his salvation. And that requires your spiritual eyes and ears to be enlightened. And that's a work of God. And you can pray for that work in your life and in the lives of other people, just as Paul does. Now for the Philippians, this is what Paul prays. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more, and in knowledge and all discernment. So the Philippians were very loving. They were very generous. They were very kind to Paul and to Barnabas and to all those kind of people. They were a giving church. They were a mission-minded church. But Paul wanted them to have more discernment, more wisdom, more understanding of what is true and false. And so he prays that the Philippians, while they are full of love, their love will abound in knowledge and all discernment. He did not want nice, gullible people. He wants nice, good, wise people. Because a lot of nice people make foolish mistakes. They end up helping people they shouldn't help, or they fall for con artists, or they believe people that they shouldn't believe. And so in order to stay safe as Christians, we want to be good, we want to be loving. But we also want to have all wisdom and discernment, to know the pathways of God and to avoid all the snares of the evil one. And in Colossians, this is a prayer of Paul to the Colossians. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So Paul is praying that the Colossians would be filled with the knowledge of the will of God. Sometimes we think, how do I know God's will? Well, if you don't know God's will, pray for it and ask other people to pray that you would know God's will. It can be incredibly confusing to try and figure out what God wants. And we can't figure out some things through our own natural reasoning. We have to ask the Lord, and we want to be filled with the knowledge of his will. We want to know right from wrong, what course of action we should take here or there. And the knowledge of his will on how to love people, how to be kind to people, how to encourage people, how to do the will of God in all circumstances. And we need to pray for that, for ourselves and others. And it will be imparted to us because it's a spiritual thing. And sometimes people who are very good at making natural decisions, or good businessmen or tradesmen, or they have a lot of hustle and bustle. Yet when it comes to spiritual things, they don't seem to get it. They don't seem to understand the knowledge of God's will, because they know their own will very well indeed. So we need to be surrendered. We need to be vessels for God. And we say, Lord, fill me with the knowledge of your will. Right up to the top of your head, from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you should be filled with the knowledge of the will of God. And now a little bit later in Colossians, in chapter 2 and verse 2, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. There are mysteries in the Spirit. that we cannot figure out with our own mind, but God must reveal them to us. And we want to have a full knowledge, a full understanding of all the things that God has prepared for us in the heavenly realms. You're a son and daughter of the living God. You need to know your inheritance. You need to know your father. You need to know your elder brother in the spirit realm, and that's Jesus Christ, who is also your Lord and Savior to be worshipped. We are not his equal in any way, but spiritually we are sons and daughters of God, and Jesus Christ is not ashamed to call us brethren. That's in Hebrews 2 and verse 11. So Paul prays and asks for all wisdom and spiritual understanding for the Colossians. He wants it to be given to the Colossians. He wants it as a grace gift to the people of Colossae. And so we need to go to God and we need to pray, Lord, give me all wisdom, give me all understanding, open my mind and heart to the full knowledge of God, because that's God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God wants you to grow up in spiritual maturity and understanding. He wants you to understand Jesus Christ and all that he's done for you in his death, burial, resurrection, ascension into heaven, and his soon coming return. He wants you to know about the character of Jesus and the wisdom of Jesus and how Jesus promised you the Holy Spirit as your comforter and your guide and your friend. And God wants you to know all about God. And he wants you to know about God from the Bible, from where God is revealed as love and justice and truth. And God wants you to know all about his ways and the things he's doing in history through prophecy, how his promises are being fulfilled. And you must study the Bible for this. It's not just enough to know that your sins are forgiven. There's more to Christianity than that. There's a lot more to your faith than you know. And you should pursue spiritual wisdom, spiritual understanding, and a deep knowledge of the truth. How do you pursue it? First of all, you study your Bible. You go to church, of course. You pray, and you get together with other people who are wanting the same thing. Don't hang out with the shallow people. Hang out with the people who are deep. Don't hang out with the proud and puffed up people who think they know everything, because the Bible calls them fools, because they think they have their own knowledge is enough. They trust in their own understanding. Don't hang out with those people. Hang out with the people that are seeking after God earnestly day and night and praying for a deeper revelation of his will. You are to seek the Lord day and night, seeking his wisdom, his understanding, his revelation. Seek to know more of what God has for you. And not just what God has for you, but his will in all things. And this will might include who to marry and what job to take, and many other things, and he will show you all the things of God. It may include very small decisions, but God will guide you in all things for his name's sake and his glory's sake. So seek God, seek the wisdom of God. Do not be foolish. Do not be lacking in discernment. Instead, seek the gracious gift of the wisdom of God. And this is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. Find all this in my book, Biblical EQ at biblicaleq.com. That's Biblical EQ at biblicaleq.com.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.